Well, good morning, everybody, and good morning, Bright Eyes, and good morning, America and world. Everybody in general, how's everybody on a wake up Monday morning? This is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio network. Hope everybody's doing well on a Monday. I hope you're coffeeed up, and I hope you're just chilling out right now before you get ready for that long, dreaded day of work. It won't be too bad. You just got to hang in there. Well, I've got a great show lined up today, and I got a great Bible devotion that you all are going to love here in just a bit. But before I get started on that, I want to remind you, you can always email me. Never hesitate. Email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page, guys, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button for free. The more, the merrier. We would love to have you. You know, even through these times of troubles and everything, we're going to make it through all this. You know, vaccines and everything else. Now, I had people actually ask me, did we get snow over here at Faith Studio 1 in Fort Worth, Texas? We did get snow, but it did not stick. You know why? The ground was too warm. However, I think eventually we'll get snow. You know, the forecasters were saying that the last time we had snowfall in Fort Worth was 1988, but they were mistaken. It was actually, it was a mistake. It was 5 years. Because when I lived in a little town called Saginaw, which is like a little suburb of Fort Worth, lived there for about 7 years, they had snow, and my kids were real young at the time, and we built snowmen and stuff like that. It's kind of more up north, a little bit more up north of Fort Worth, just not too far, probably about 45 minutes away. All right, well, let's talk about what's going to happen on our show today. What do you say? On a Monday morning, got a great Bible devotion I'm going to read to you, Redeemed by Love, here in just a little bit. Also, the deacon is here. He's drinking some sugar-free Italiano cream by Coffee Mate. And I got him trying this sugar-free sugar, Trulia, which is really great. I love it. And he's kind of giving me a smirky look. So the D could be on here in just a bit, sharing some thoughts. And on top of that, I am going to have some great Christian music, as always. And then our Bible study today, and my lesson today is why we need to look to God after national calamity. Especially after all the crazy things that have been going on in the world. I mean, we all know that. I've had people email me and ask me, what do you think is going to happen? I have no idea. As we get ever so closer to the inauguration, I think that's the 20th, for the president-elect. I'm just hoping and praying, and I hope you all will join together with me a little later after our podcast show, united in prayer for the whole entire nation. Our nation is divided. Everybody has political views, and that's okay. It's freedom of speech. But let's not go ballistically crazy, okay? That's just my opinion. Also, please mask up. Wear your mask. I'm a very big advocate on masks. I hope pastor friends are using that cautiously. Some I know they're doing the temperature checks, but some aren't wearing masks. So I'm asking, and I'm just not going to call your name out. I know who some of you guys are, but you would please wear your mask. Congregation, wear your mask. Pastors, y'all know, keep your keep your people separated. Protect everybody. They had 60, I kid you not, 60 obituaries yesterday in the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. All right, let's do a quick jumping jacks. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's roll. All right, and today's Bible study, devotion, I should say, is Redeemed by Love. Now, Scripture reminds us in the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19, you are redeemed with the precious blood of Christ. The word redeems means buy back, to recover by paying a price. The word redeemed can be historiated as by the ancient world through the position of a slave who had been captured in a battle or in tents into serving one who was not his legal master. In fact, his real master, however, intent on recovering the slave's service, love, and would buy him back and redeem him from the enemy at a great cost. This is what God did for us. Captured by Satan and intent into his service, we were slaves of sin, but without hope of deliverance, without any hope of deliverance, I should say. Y'all forgive me, I got these allergies again this morning. But God still loved us, and he was determined to restore us to his household by his death on the cross. Jesus paid for the price for our deliverance, for a price that was our true value. He did it solely because he loved us, and now we have been redeemed. All right, stand by. Let's get the deke out here. What do you say? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I told him I was going to play it just a little bit longer. I was kind of wondering about that, but he's sitting over here doing the dance. You know, he likes to break dance. He's not only a deacon, but he's also sings in the choir, and he's moving like it's no tomorrow. He leads the choir, I should say. All right, deacon, let's give you a round of applause or cheer. And then I also want to give you some hand clapping. And you know what? I want to throw in some morning krill. All right, there we go. Your friend, my friend, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. Good morning and hello, Deacon Brown.
Well, hello there, CA. And how's everybody doing on a Monday morning? I'm over here at beautiful Faith Studio 1. Now, see, hey, let me just talk a little bit briefly here. You said that we were supposed to be getting some snow in Fort Worth, am I right?
Well, they said we were, and we did. If you were over toward, and a lot of people may not know this, if you were over toward Arlington, for instance, they got some heavy snow, but the ground was so hot, they say, that it melted. And up here in Fort Worth, Deacon, to be honest with you, the ground was so warm that the snowflakes, we got to see a couple of big ones. And there were some cute pictures. I mean, people had actually sent me showing them with their families out playing snow and stuff like that. And, you know, the kids were all excited. You know, to be honest with you, it has been since, 1988? It was probably like, let's see, maybe 2014 that we had somewhat of a snowfall. So, you know, that's some exciting times, and I wish it would have stuck. It would have been nice and everything, but that's okay. I mean, it's still winter time, so there's no telling what's going to happen.
Well, let me tell you something. Tyler got some snow, too, as well. Now, I happened to have been in Fort Worth, so I stayed at the Marriott Hotel in downtown Fort Worth. Beautiful place, by the way. Highly recommend it.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, me and my lovely wife, Miss Mildred, who right now is out shopping, supposed to be coming to pick me up here in just a little bit. She had to run some errands, you know. She said, honey, I want to go over here, go do a little shopping this morning. So I'll drop you off here at Faith Studio 1. Let's talk CA for a little while, and then I'll come back by and pick you up.
Well, that sounds like a winner. Well, I'm glad you had fun at the Marriott Hotel. And, I'm glad you guys had a great time. That's what it's all about.
Exactly the CE. Exactly.
Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. You know, we have had, and we haven't caught up. By the way, Happy New Year, by the way, to you.
Well, CA, Happy New Year to you and the iHeartRadio family. Happy New Year to everybody. I know I'm 11 days past due, but every day is a new year. We wake up, we refresh with the Heavenly Father in our heart.
That's right, exactly. We wake up every morning and we thank Jesus for another day, another breath of life. You know, I got a bunch of friends that we're going to be praying for that have COVID, still have COVID-19. Been very blessed and very fortunate. I have not caught this COVID stuff. I hope we don't catch it. None of us in our family have caught it. And you know what, Deacon? I signed up. Yours truly did sign up for the vaccine. I'm just waiting on them to get a hold of me and tell me when. And of course, I signed my family up as well.
Well, that's good. Now you need to do that. And you know what? The deacon always signed up, too. I'm just waiting on them to call me, too, as well.
Yeah. Now, there's some believers that may not want to take it, and that's fine. You know, I go back to freedom of speech. Hey, if you want to take it, fine. If you don't, you don't want to take it. That's your business, too, as well. But we need to come united and be examples. And we're not going to be able to make everybody wear a mask. I am a big advocate, Deacon, and I know you are too, as face masking and social distance.
That's right. Now, CA, there's a church not too far from the Castleberry Baptist Church. They do temperature checks, but they don't wear masks.
That's strange. The pastors really need to stay on top of it. I got a lot of pastor friends I have talked to, and I told them, I said, hey, look, you know, be sure not only doing your temperature checks, be sure you social distance your congregation, because a good friend of mine that I keep in touch with on his articles that works at the Fort Worth newspaper was sharing an example how they had a Christmas function at a church somewhere and the COVID outbreak happened. So I'm talking to everybody. I'm talking to the children's church directors, youth ministers out there, basically anybody that's want to do any kind of functions. Hopefully you're smart enough and not, if you want to do a function, surely to goodness sake, you're wearing a mask and you're social distancing. I don't really look for all that really. I think 2021, we're still going to be masking. We may even go 2022. I don't know. I've heard they have the second variant, and then I heard a third variant, Dinkin.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Now I heard the Pfizer vaccine's supposed to take care of that second variant. Now I heard there's a new one in, I can't remember, the somewhere on the other side of the world, Japan. They said that there is a third variant.
Yeah, I think these little variants are going to be popping up on us. And, you know, we're just going to have to keep praying. And then on top of that, we got divisions, not in just churches. We got some pastors that I know of, I'm not mentioning any names, that are kind of throwing fire in the skillet with political views. People in general, and that's okay to throw your political, it's freedom of speech, but well, you better be real careful with your congregations, because I've seen on some of them, and I don't even comment, it lights a fire. So I pretty much stay to myself. I don't really tell people who I voted for, whether I'm Democrat, Republican, Independent. Here's the way I look at it. Whoever God puts in there, it's just, that's who he puts in there. I mean, I have no control of it, and I hope some of these guys that are doing friendly protesting hopefully realize that, and the ones that are have lost their mind that did what they did to the Capitol, which our tax dollars went to, which still upsets me and a lot of other Americans, which was totally ridiculous. That's beyond. Not mentioning names on anybody. If you look at somebody, if you look at particular individuals as a God, you've lost total control. So I am encouraging. I am going to keep encouraging pastors that I know out there. Step up to the plate. Get out of your comfort zone. Teach more about Jesus. It's okay to have your, you know, guidelines and stuff like that, how you want to do things. I'm not going to tell you how to run your church, but if you don't, you and your staff doesn't get it together, take as my grandfather would say, take a spring in your step and get the ball rolling and get creative, have meetings, get creative, and I know you are praying, keep praying, you know, and just keep hoping and keep believing. And, you know, the YouTubies are great. And
the YouTubies, yeah, I call it YouTube.
YouTube and all these other things, they're great. Facebooks and all that. That's good outreaches. But, you know, believe it or not, we don't want to forget our seniors and some of the old school that may not be that smart with the texting and, you know, in the emails and stuff like that. I tell you, I just get tired of so many emails that I get. It doesn't cost much to send a stamp. Even though stamps might have increased a little bit, you can go down and buy a big bulk and just send, go get, order you some postcards and say thinking about you and mask up. Something that will get their attention to let them know that there's prayer. And I encourage this, highly encourage this to pastor friends I know, to the children's church directors. Remember your children, your, you know, every, and, you know, youth ministers, hello, youth ministers out in the world. There's a lot of falsified churches out there that are taking kids away. You got to be real careful. And I don't mean to make this a sermon. I just wanted to bring it up.
That's right, CA. We got some crazy church things going on in our area too as well.
I know. I'm not trying to tell people how to do it. Y'all figure it out the way you want. You know what? I'm just teaching my kids about Jesus. I'm a minister myself, so I'll, you know, I teach my kids the right way the best I can. And if y'all out there, and I'm just going to throw it out, be an example, we're all ambassadors of Christ. Please, please, please get creative. We can blame it on the COVID. We can blame it on the masking and all that. But the thing about it, if we don't step up to the plate, and you're going to lose your congregation, and you're going to, and I'm serious, you're going to lose your congregations out there, pastor friends, and they're going to turn to other avenues which are not very good. So please pray heavy and give it to God. And I know a lot of pastor friends out there, and they can agree with me, and you can disagree, love me, hate me. I mean, it, you know, that I'm just going to throw it out. And I'm very concerned about churches in the world, local churches. I'm telling you, these falsified churches are popping up, signs of the time. Every day is a sign of the time. So we just need to stay focused and give it to the Lord.
See, yeah, I agree 100%. Now, I got to get ready to roll. I heard you got a song you want to play.
Yes, I do. Your grace is enough, Matt Meyer. You have a good day, buddy.
You too.
Sometimes it feels like I'm breathing, but am I alive? I won't keep searching for answers that aren't here to find. All I know is I'm not home, and this is not where I belong. Take this world and give me Jesus. This is not where I belong. So when the walls come falling down on me, and when I'm lost in the current of a raging sea, I have this blessed assurance holding me.
Building 429, Amen, Where I Belong, on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio on a Monday morning. Well, today I am going back through some archives of mine, and we need to look to God after this national calamity that we had went through. You know, Scripture reminds us in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20 and verse 12, just simply says, our eyes are on thee. You know, I just want to talk briefly, and I won't bring too much of it up to you guys. the day that the situation happened at the Capitol, I happened to have been at my other job. You know, I have another job that I work at. This, I do a lot of work for iHeartRadio, and I was astonished. I remember the day my mother called me, and she said, you got to take a look at this. And sure enough, I streamlined it on my phone, and I got to be honest with you, my heart was broken. And I'm just going to talk a little bit briefly, no matter where Republican or Democrat. The day after that Capitol building, after I seen all this with the rioters and everything, these thoughts came to my mind. The day after the Capitol building, you know, the United States was breached by the rioters. You know, and let me just stop here for a second. It's okay to have friendly protests, but what happened was beyond ridiculous. And then seeing this innocent woman that was killed in the madness and mayhem, you know, and then seeing the police officer get crushed, who's still in the hospital, probably need to keep him in our thoughts and our prayers. I would have never dreamed, never in my life, that I would have ever seen this. And that's the truth. And I know you guys wouldn't have either. Christianity guarantees the exercise of faith for all men and women and their families. But let me ask you something. What does the Bible say at such times as these? The craziness that happened. Well, you look at Jehoshaphat in the Old Testament. You know, Jehoshaphat was a good king, and he was in the line of bad ones. Though he had come subscribed to the enormous riches for a season. You see, the king's doormat faith was ignited in the face of the assault of the enemies of God. So, what did King Jehoshaphat do? And what did the people do? Well, when the southern kingdom of Judah, which we remember, witnessed the unthinkable, her almighty defensive broken, and they gathered the temple to seek the almighty God. Now, the Bible records those who were there. And if you go to 2 Chronicles, you get a chance to read this verse. 2 Chronicles, and I'll read it to you. Scripture says, 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verse 13. Meanwhile, all the men of Judah with their wives and their children and little ones were standing before God. So when we get to the end of our rope, which we've all been there, and we come to the beginning of God's salvation, so it was on that day that Jehoshaphat gave a public prayer indicative of the heart of the man who knows the only answer is from heaven. In fact, 2 Chronicles, go back to that, chapter 20 and verse 12, and I'm giving you some scriptures that I have notes on that you can check. O our God, will you execute judgment on them? For we are powerless against this great horde that is coming against us. We did not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. Such a prayer, guys, has also been made by God's people before. Another one in the good book of Psalms, chapter 25, verse 15. Here's a prayer. My eyes are always on the Lord, for he will free me from my feet from the mesh. Another one is Psalms, chapter 121, verses 1 and 2. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And in the book of Isaiah, chapter 45, verse 22, turn me to be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there's no other. You see, friends, the prayer of Jehoshaphat is in front of his people to the Almighty God. And you know what? It remains a testimony and a guide for the authentic biblical leadership to face the adversary. This prayer was simple. This appeal was authentic. The answer was forthcoming. The city gate was rattling in the anticipation of the wave of the enemies swarming the city. The Ormites and the Moabites that would have been merciless when her security walls were breached. And even when they had been disobedient, even when they had strayed, when they knew they needed to turn to God. You know, 2 Chronicles, chapter 20 and verse 12 also records the remarkable response of Jehoshaphat on that fateful day with the kingdom of Judah. In fact, friends, it featured on total destruction. The king gathered the people in the temple for public prayer. If you go back to verse 12, it could be very simple but profound cry of hungry hearts knowing what to do and trusting in the Lord. O God, will you not execute judgment on them, for we are powerless against the great horde that is coming against us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. You see, our commentator wisely summarized the remarkable event. The main lesson is that we are the chosen people, and we should not look for protection against our enemies or foreign alliances or our own military strength, but solely the grace of the importance of the Jehovah. The extraordinary message is still clear, friends, to us today. When do we come to the end of our rope? We must turn to God to salvation. You know, there's going to be many voices in the coming days as we get closer to the... And I'm not going to bring politics up. I just want to say this. There's going to be voices, and there's still going to be voices after a president-elect becomes the new president. The old White House comes out and the new White House comes in. Nobody likes change. Even at work. If you think about this, if you're at work and someone has you do something, and then they say, okay, you're going to do something else. Do you like that? Think about that. I think a lot of people forget that. There's nothing we can do about change. Change will happen. This is God's world. We just got to wake up and realize it. You're valued to your opinion and everything. But just remember, this is God's world. It is. And all these many voices are going to be coming out, and they're going to be seeking political maneuvering, the necessity of the reform and need for unity. All these things are good and should be considered, guys. However, they should not be our first response. And we shall not wait on what we do not know what God leads us to do. Let those who follow the living God fall on our faces before him and say, we don't know what to do, but we turn our eyes to him and trust in him. In other words, on my notes here, turn your eyes on Jesus. Pray. Prayer is the magical key. It's not even magical. It is the key. It is the key connection between you and God. Going back just a little bit, I just want to say, the king told the people that they would not have to fight the battle for God would do it for them. You see, God saved the Hebrews on that day, as we well remember. And I believe that if we turn to God with all of our hearts and all of our souls and all of our minds and all, and we admit our weaknesses, confess our sins and say, Lord, we do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. Then will God hear. Then, like the Israelites who lifted their eyes on the desert to the serpent on a pole raised by Moses, as we remember, and were healed. We look to the cross of Christ, and we too will be healed and saved forever. But following God is not easy hereafter. Following God is for today. Following God in every area of our life is the call of every man and woman. It's simple. It's profound. Lord, help us. Amen. That's my notes. That's my thoughts. And I'll just say, in closing here in just a bit, CA, what's the point? Well, I've shared my thoughts with you guys. I've seen your thoughts on Facebook. I've seen some things that get ignited with people. I'm not here to ignite anybody. We need each other. We're going through some trying times. My prayer is that there will be peace and calm of the wind. Please stay strong and know that God has you. Don't give up. If you're at a weak point, call a brother or sister in Christ or email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, you can like me on my Facebook page, Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Message me, prayer request, if you want to do that. And if you're on Twitter, @morningsbrew, those of y'all that aren't mad at Twitter, I guess. I don't really use tweeting too much. I just put our podcast show on there on iHeartRadio. And direct message me. There's ways of reaching me if you need help. And like I said, a lot of y'all may not agree with me, and that's fine. But biblically, look what happened with Joseph. Take it back to 2 Chronicles in chapter 20 and study that. And I'm telling you, God loves you. He loves you. He loves me. And like I've said before, he loves the whole entire world. I don't have answers to everything, guys. I don't. And you know what? Preachers, ministers out there, minister friends, they don't have answers to everything. Billy Graham even said, and I use him a lot because I liked his preaching style. And I like the way God was utilizing him as a pastor. He was an evangelist, but he never wanted to say he was a great preacher. To me, when he was speaking, it was like God was just energizing through him. There's some preachers that you don't look at him as God. Never look at him as God. But when God talks, and it goes into the body of a minister and or people in general, and comes out with these words to say to people. It's kind of like it was feeding through Dr. Graham and so many thousands and millions of people, God bless him, you know, or are led to the Lord. It was a big loss to lose him, but you know what? He isn't dead, and he wanted everybody to even know that. He wanted everybody to know that he was alive and well up in heaven. And I know he's up there with God. And I know that my grandparents are up there. And I know my aunt, who yesterday was 2 years. It was hard to believe 2 years that she had gone on to be with the Lord. And they're up there rejoicing and doing whatever that God wants them to do. You know, up in heaven, scripture reminds us, streets of gold, pearly gates, happiness, joy. There ain't going to be no riots. There ain't going to be no climbing a dead-gum capital. There ain't going to be no busting glass. God ain't going to tolerate that. It's going to be love. It's going to be a whole change of pace. I remember talking to somebody who had lost her husband. And before that, had happened, she had mentioned that they got into a big argument and, you know, he got a gun and committed suicide, sadly. She was trying to convince him, and he ended his life. That ain't the answer. She had asked me at one time, she said, do you think that he's up in heaven? I have no idea, because me as a Christian, I can't judge. God has the final judgment, but I'm hoping that he had his heart right with Jesus Christ. You know, he left behind a daughter, stepkids, and stuff like that. And, you know, it was a real sweet lady that just was going through crazy times with her emotions. And I said, sometimes you just got to let go, let God, and grieve, go through your grieving process, and, you know, seek help, or if you need extra prayer, contact us. You know, I don't have the answers to everything. I don't know why things happen. I don't know why COVID is on the rampage and people are dying left and right. If I had the answers, I'd surely tell you guys. That's how come I've got, and I sound like a broken record, but I've got to remind everybody, please, please, I can't stress enough. You want to help save lives, or do you just want to keep spreading it? Wear your mask. I know it's hard. I know it's difficult. I know it's annoying. Trust me, I work at a job where I wear it up almost 10 hours a day. It's not fun. But you're saving lives, and you're probably saving yourself. Look, I've lost a friend to COVID. It ain't fun. I got friends in general that have COVID that I put on special prayer requests. I know some people that their daughter had COVID. So, and she recuperated, and I think she's doing better from what I understood last time we had talked about it. Please, stay strong and give it to God. Let's lead off in prayer on a Monday, okay? Dear Jesus, we thank you all for everything you do for us. We love you. We pray for total protection. They get this vaccine rolling, and eventually this COVID will be gone. We love you. Take care of us, Heavenly Father. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, that's going to wrap it up on a Monday. IMCA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Hey, remember, the sun does rise on the other side. Also, I want you to enjoy life. LIFE, explanation point dot. Go out and make it a great day, and be safe. Bye for now.